So that's you. I got 15.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
I don't know what happened, but we are having some technical difficulties, and we are live right now on the air. So I think Lori Beth dropped off, or you dropped off. So let me see what we need to do here. Do you want to reschedule this call, or You want to go at
it? It's totally up to you. It's totally up to you. Up for, you know, whatever you guys do, that's fine with me.
Okay. Well, here she is. 1 second.
Hi, Lisa. I'm sorry about that. I couldn't hear you. You can hear me okay now, right?
I can hear you fine. Yeah, you just dropped off. I couldn't hear anything after.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. Okay, well, here we are. This is an example of pressing on when things seem to present difficulties. So it's lisadewar.com, and she's the author of The Real You, Let the Real You Step Forward. So, Lisa, tell us, why did you write a book called The Real You?
Well, you know, Lori Beth, many years ago when I was growing up as a teenager, I went through a very tumultuous time where I actually decided I didn't want to be associated with all that represented my family, and I actually made decisions to try and be somebody else. And, of course, you know, that led to all kinds of things, to eating disorders, anorexia, and just a miserable time. And through the course of becoming a Christian and really discovering who I was, I realized, you know, the best gift that we can give each other is if we can really tap into and connect with our heart and be the person that God has made us to be. And I find that that is really where the true freedom and fulfillment comes. And it's kind of part of my journey, my life journey, and my signature message. And so I just felt that it needed to be out there, a message that needs to be out there for people to understand what it means to actually live authentic, live, and why it's so important to live who they really are. You know, one scripture that really spoke to me early on in my journey was in Ephesians 4, and it talked about, as each person, it's talking about the body, the community of faith, and it says, as each person lives, you know, their part, does their part, it actually helps the other parts grow. And that really spoke to me. It put upon me the urgency for me to know, you know, what my part was, who I was, so that not just that I can live free, but also it can actually help other people as well.
Hmm. So you say that there's 5 keys to creating a richer, more fulfilling life. What are those 5 keys?
Well, you know, these keys are things that I've discovered in my life journey, and, you know, there might be other keys that other people have, but for me, the first thing was just really learning how to engage my heart and to connect. And I know, Lori Beth, you know, part of your mission statement is really connection, helping people to connect, that divine connection, and that's really one of the keys, is really learning how to connect with our own heart, but also with the heart of God. Because I believe that's where you really come to understand who the real you really is. And so a lot of times I find people walk around disconnected from really their heart and knowing what's going on in their heart, what their true passions are, their desires, and I find that to be able to do that really brings a freedom to people to really own their own personality, their own values, and I know, Lori Beth, you're great at presenting this, and I've learned so much from you, actually, from your books and your courses and through developing your mission statement. So the first one is really engaging your heart and engaging the heart of God, so that relationship aspect. The second one is being able to really embrace the process of change. You know, for some people, change is a scary thing. And I know I've been there. There's been a lot of change in my life. But I have discovered that as I come upon change and see it more as an opportunity to grow, as an opportunity to learn, as an opportunity to even discover more about what's getting in the way of me living true to who I really am, that change has really become a friend. And
I love that.
Yeah, so it's become a friend in the sense that it's something that gets my attention, that's an opportunity for me to learn something. So embracing the process of change, I believe, is really key. And the third one is being able to align our actions. You know, we can talk, but if we don't actually act upon it, then it really doesn't amount to anything. And so really aligning our actions, but not just doing anything for the sake of anything, but aligning our actions to what's really true to who you are, what's in your heart, what your core passions are, your values, what you really sense, you know, God is calling you to do and be. And, you know, that's tapping into the spiritual aspect of who we are, aligning with what's really true. And I find that as we do that, we become more effective, more productive, and we actually learn how to say no faster, learn how to say no to the things that actually don't align with who we are.
Yeah, so that's so important. When people get clear about their mission, getting permission to say, no, I can't serve on that committee, or no, this is what God is calling me to do, and I must stay on the wall like Nehemiah. All right, what are the next steps?
So the fourth one is living authentically. So again, this comes down to really having a courageous heart. You know, Brené Brown, I don't know if you're familiar with Brené Brown, a researcher, a social worker. She did a lot of work in the whole area of authenticity and shame and perfectionism. And she talks about how, you know what, it's you need to have a courageous heart to live authentically. And I really believe that because a lot of times, again, that can be a scary process for people to really be real. And, you know, the fear of rejection, the fear of judgment, the fear of not being understood. But I believe that as we embrace the process of change, learn to love who we are, connect with who we really are, and love who God has made us to be, that the outgrowth of that would be that we will be freer to live truer to who we are. And I believe that, you know, the biggest gift, again, to give someone is really living authentically. Living life exactly who we are in all situations, because that builds trust, that builds a sense of confidence in who we are, that they can rely on us. And so living authentically comes back to even the aspect of living true to our faith, living true to what we believe, and not being afraid to represent our faith. So living authentically, I believe, is really key to experiencing a more fulfilling life because it builds an integrity within our soul that we know that we are being true as we present ourselves to the world, and that brings a peace, that brings a sense of even trust that we are living in alignment with what God has called us to do. So that's the fourth one. The last one, I believe, is that unique contribution. It's where, you know what, as we embrace who we are, as we come to discover that and just really love, and I believe, you know, the scripture talks about love the Lord your God with all your heart, love your neighbor as yourself. And I believe loving ourselves is really important. And part of that is that uniqueness of how we're made, the unique talents, gifts, calling, and then being able to give and contribute that unique offering to the world, I believe is part of that fulfillment package, because as we give out, we find greater fulfillment and greater joy because we see the impact in other people. We add value to other people's lives, and that's really what it's all about, is the giving of who we are to the world around us to see, you know, to make life better for people around us. So I believe is finding ways and places where we could actually live out our uniqueness according to our strengths and is one of the keys to living a more richer, fulfilling life.
Well, you have dedicated your life to being a coach to encourage others and to really make a difference and bring out the best in them. And I want to really encourage our listeners to go to Lisa DeWar, D-E-W-A-R, I'm pronouncing it like that so you can spell it right. And it's really pronounced Lisa Dewar, lisadewar.com. And her book is called Let the Real You Step Forward. She has an amazing website. Go to her website. Learn how to become authentic. And she also has weekly coaching tips. She's highly endorsed. She's a star in Canada. Thank you, Lisa, so much for being on our show.
Thank you, Lori Beth.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
All right. Blessings to you. Go out and make it a great week. Bye-bye.